The woman who had the number one hit I Love Rock and Roll in 1982 still loves playing rock and roll today. In order to keep that love alive, Joan Jett says she stays close to her fans and plays the music she feels. Joan Jett has been on the road since she was 15, first with the all-girl band The Runaways, then with her own band, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Last year, she made her movie debut in the film Light of Day, playing someone who, like herself, is a rock singer and guitarist. We caught up with Joan Jett last June, just after the release of her album Up Your Alley. The song Little Liar from the album just made it onto the charts. The single I Hate Myself for Loving You has been on the charts for 21 weeks and peaked at number 8. The beat on I Hate Myself for Loving You, and the kind of guitar that you're playing on there. I want to ask you how you started playing that kind of driving guitar sound.
It's something that it's just a very plain, simple rock and roll type thing. It's something I've been doing for a long time. I mean, a song like I Hate Myself for Loving You is very rhythm oriented, which for me is a lot of fun because I'm being a rhythm guitar player and the song being oriented to rhythm and dancing. It's a lot of fun for me to hear something like the rhythm guitar standing out.
Yeah, you call that style like plain and simple. Do you feel like you've consciously tried to do that kind of straightforward, direct?
Definitely.
As opposed to like virtuoso, show-offy, technically flashy kind of style.
Definitely. Oh, we definitely went with what we think, you know, we do best, which I think is straight-ahead rock and roll, which I think that's what I Hate Myself for Loving You is.
How did you start playing guitar?
I asked my parents for a guitar for Christmas, and they gave me a guitar when I was 13. And I took like 4 lessons. But the guy kept trying to teach me folk music. And I kept saying, no, I want to play rock and roll. And he must have thought I was crazy because, you know, a 13-year-old comes walking in with an electric guitar, not an acoustic one. So that was probably really strange. First of all, it's strange to learn on an electric guitar. At least, I guess it was sort of then. And to be that young and to be a girl and be saying, teach me rock and roll, the guy thought I was nuts. I got as far as the House of the Rising Sun. and then I just quit because I just wanted to skip straight over that, you know. I mean, I probably seemed crazy. I can just picture myself. It was like, I was adamant, no, I don't even want to look at that. Teach me, and whatever was a hit then, you know, it was probably some, you know, Sunshine My Love, you know. Teach me Sunshine My Love. You know. And they just thought I was crazy.
You went on the road when you were 15. That was with the Runaways?
Yes.
Now, the Runaways was a group of teenage girls, really. Mm-hmm. You were 15 at the time.
Yep.
You were the leader of the group. But how was the group formed?
Basically, I met this guy in Hollywood, and he was asking me if I had demos and things like that, and I didn't even know what a demo was, so that ended that conversation. He met a girl named Sandy West, who turned out to be the Runaways drummer, and she also had a conversation with him about writing songs and how she played drums, and she wanted, out of the blue, she said, to form an all-girl band. And he gave Sandy my phone number. She called me up, and we got together and jammed, and I guess he thought it sounded all right. And, you know, we eventually found all the girls and just, you know, went on tour. I mean, the Runaways were a real rock and roll band.
Hello, Mom.
we really got pegged for being like a, you know, a sex group or something.
Well, you were billed as a jailbait rock.
Right, right. Or called, yeah, exactly.
Well, did you feel exploited by that? Because you were kind of promoted as this, you know, young, sexy female group.
Yeah, but we didn't do that. See, we didn't know where it was coming from. You know, we were like, what are they? I mean, we knew what they meant by jailbait, meaning that we were underage. You know, fine. But, I mean, we didn't go for the being promoted that way. But there was really nothing we could do because we had no power.
What was the sound you had in your head when you started Joan Jett and the Blackhearts? Did you know what you were going after?
Vaguely. I mean, you know, what you hear is pretty much what we've been going after. I mean, that big rock and roll sound, that loud, brash sound, you know, that goes straight at you, but something that hopefully uplifts people, you know, that they get off on it, and what makes them want to dance and, you know, have a good time.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Till it wouldn't be long that he was with me.
Last year you starred in the movie Light of Day, and you played a rock singer and guitarist. Michael J. Fox played your brother,
right.
Also a guitarist. You were in the same bar band. And in the movie, you played a single mother who's never revealed who the father is. You're committed to rock and roll and to playing on the road, but you also have the responsibilities to your child, and Michael J. Fox, as your brother, is trying to convince you to come off the road and stay home with your son.
Look, you see these idiots over here? Do you? They think they're going to be stars. They sit there and they talk deals, demos, limos. Did you ever hear me talk like that? No! I go out there every night just to hear the beat. That's all there is, man.
Come on, is that what I'm supposed to tell Benji when I put him to sleep at night? Why don't you just tape record this little speech? I'll play it to him.
Benji'll figure it out for himself. He's got two good teachers.
All right, you know what I think?
I don't care what you think! You don't understand anything!
The character that you played was someone really obsessed with playing rock and roll. Did you relate to the character?
I didn't really want to do this at first because I didn't want people to think that I was typecast. I didn't want to think, oh, people, I'm just doing this, I'm just acting like myself.
Right.
But once I read the script and I realized this girl really is not anything like me except for the fact that she's really into music and that she's rebellious in a lot of the ways, but pretty much differently than what I would do. I mean, I wouldn't do the same things she does. Like, I wouldn't change my the kind of music I play so I could stay in a band. That's not, you know what I mean? I wouldn't change styles just because it's fashionable.
Were there traps that you felt you really wanted to avoid once you became really famous?
Yeah, definitely. I just, nothing really, it's hard to get really specific, but I just don't ever want to become jaded, you know? I never want to just ever be satisfied, you know, go, oh, I'm not impressed anymore. I just always want to, you know, be able to be a fan and to get off on every aspect of what I do because I've been able to keep it so far, you know, and it's like I'm really into this whole thing because I love to play on stage. I mean, what I feel when I get up there is just so amazing that it just drives me to just do it every night, and I can't imagine not ever doing it.
I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
The latest single from Joan Jett's album, Up Your Alley, is called Little Liar. This is Fresh Air.